Welcome back to the Friday Market Monitor. I am Pina Bernardi with Walter Traversy. And we didn't mention this early on in the program, but hopefully you're still tuned in. And we are now speaking with Mickey Fulp, who is a geologist and a mining analyst. And you could take a look at some of his interviews and some of his work on www.mercenarygeologist.com. Thanks for joining us today, Mickey.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Mickey, maybe you could describe for our listeners the kind of field work that you've been up to over the last few years. It's a most interesting website, a lot of good pictures. It looks like you have a little bit of fun with whatever it is you're doing.
Well, Walter, I do. I've been an exploration geologist, an economic geologist, if you will, for over 30 years. I've worked in numerous countries throughout the world and seen lots of projects and lots of mines. And about 2.5 years ago, I decided to change careers. I seem to do this about once every 5 years, kind of change my focus, and I became a full-time analyst.
And so do you focus in on one particular niche in terms of what the mining companies are looking for? Are you just gold, or are you across the board?
I'm pretty much across the board. I cover all hard commodities and some energy commodities, too. So mainly metals, but various other things as supply and demand goes up and goes down. And I like to focus on whatever's hot at the time or in particular, what I consider to be the next big thing.
Well, before you tell us what you think will be the next big thing, I would like to ask you about the uranium plays. Now, I mean, I only wish I had had the foresight to put a little bit of money and sprinkle it around to some uranium stocks a couple of months ago because they've all done so well. Is there going to be continued life there?
Oh, I think so. And you asked about the next big thing. Well, I started talking about uranium
okay.
as the next big thing, kind of full-blown in mid-summer, or actually a little bit before that. I usually try to take somewhat of a contrarian view, and when no one else is buying is when I am. So I think there is great legs on the uranium uptick in the market. I see supply-demand fundamentals very much skewed toward demand and not sufficient supply, so we will have little perturbations, pullbacks and such, but you know, the uranium stocks, especially uranium juniors, I think are attractive, and they have gone up, but they will show weakness at some point, and that's probably when I'll be buying.
So, Mickey, maybe you could help us understand some of the key drivers that might continue to help these share prices go higher. What's behind the big move in uranium?
Well, uranium stocks basically go up or go down with the spot price of uranium, although the spot price, the spot market, if you will, probably only accounts for somewhere around 15% plus or minus on a yearly basis of the total demand. But stocks go up and down on that, and I think you can probably look directly at the spot price to determine which way stocks will go. The spot price is very much driven by whatever's happening in the current market. The Chinese have been buying uranium from both Areva and Cameco out to 2020, so that was one of the big stimuluses that moved the market in the third quarter of 2010.
So, and you mentioned supply-demand being heavily heavily skewed towards lack of supply and increased demand. Is the only use for uranium nuclear energy? Is that the only thing that we use it for around the world?
Well, yeah, other than atomic bombs, and there's not too many of those being built now. In fact, they're being deconstructed. One of the wild cards has been in the uranium supply, the Russian megaton to megawatt program, where they're basically dismantling nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs, and for the most part shipping highly enriched uranium to North America, where it is converted to low enriched uranium suitable for burning in nuclear power plants. But yes, that's a about the only use for it, other than perhaps some medical uses or something like that with radioactive isotopes. So daughter products would be used for that. But that demand is very, very low.
As of lately, I think we saw copper hit a record high. This week was a little shaky with gold. It had retreated. Gold futures actually were trading really low. So, where do you see gold? I mean, within the next, let's say, the first half of 2011?
Well, I started predicting a correction of gold price a couple of months ago, and I actually thought it should happen in December because there's supply-demand fundamentals that usually cause the gold price to take a little break, if you will, in December. It's come a month later than I would expect, but I expect it to continue. The market has been very overbought, driven by demand from the ETF, especially the GLD ETF, which is the 800-pound gorilla on the block. But that demand is easing off. Jewelry demand is way off because prices are high. India is not buying very much gold. The Middle East is not buying very much gold. And so it looked to me for the past couple of months, the gold was set up for a correction. We've gone down 5% this week, and we need to go down another 5% before it's actually counted as a correction. But I look for gold to correct down 10 to 20%, perhaps.
Mm-hmm,
and the same for copper here in the short term.
Mm-hmm. Well, with optimism of the economy, obviously the gold would decrease. Obviously, that's what's happening. People are picking gold for the safe haven, and then when they think things are going to be brighter and sunnier, they kind of fall out of bed with gold.
That can certainly happen, too. Mickey, I want to ask you about another sort of out-of-favor thing, because since you mentioned you do like to take a bit of a contrarian approach. Natural gas has not really joined the party in any significant way, although I guess one could argue that from its very lows, if you happen to buy down there, you've made a little bit of money, but are you finding anything to buy there? Is that an area you're following?
Well, I always follow natural gas. It's a pretty fascinating sector of the energy market. I've been on the shelf waiting for something to happen or some positive indication that gas prices were going to rise for, say, nearly a year and a half now. We just really haven't seen any sort of longer term, if you will, upward tick on the natural gas prices. It's way out of whack. You know, the SEC in the States uses a 6-to-1 oil to gas ratio for calculating reserves, and the price right now is probably something on the order of, well, it's better than about 20-to-1. So it's way out of whack.
Wow.
The problem is we got these shale gas producers in the States, and we have an overabundance of shale gas. And in North America, I just don't see any light at the end of the tunnel right now. Whereas if you want to play natural gas, maybe you should go to Europe where prices are much higher.
Mickey, I know people will be wondering after they visit your website, mercenarygeologist.com, just where the name came from. Before we let you go, you have to fill in that blank for us.
Well, I'm a geologist for hire. A mercenary is someone for hire, and although it's usually has a connotation of a mercenary soldier, I've been a consulting geologist for 23 of a plus 30-year career, so I've never really had a paycheck, a steady paycheck, and when someone calls, I usually say, yeah, I can go there, and it makes a matter of what it's going to cost you. You know, I've worked in some very remote and sometimes dangerous parts of the world, so as most geologists, I'm a mercenary. I just happen to be the first one to coin the term, and it's trademarked, so it's my moniker, and I'm going to stick with it.
That's just great. So if people want to follow your thoughts or maybe even hire you, it's mercenarygeologist.com.
That's correct. It's a kind of an all-functional website with all my writings. I write a newsletter somewhere at least twice a month, lately once a week, and I do lots of radio interviews like with you, Walter and Pina, and I'm increasingly moving in television. So there's lots of content. I urge people to visit it, and it's all free. I run a free subscriber-based newsletter.
Well, that's you can't get a better deal than that. Mickey Fulp, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.